Speaking of rain, where's Britain's best seaside spot?
Oh, I don't know. I love the seaside.
Yeah, go on. Where's your favourite?
I love Whitby.
Oh, I love Whitby.
I love the fish and chips.
Yeah, you were going to say fish and chips at Whitby.
And I've got some family in Devon, which is beautiful.
Yeah, Croyd.
Tynemouth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice.
Tynemouth.
Tynemouth up north, I think.
Yeah.
Weston Supermare. You ever been there?
Once.
That's what everybody says. Once was enough. I can say it because I'm from there. I'm allowed. Salcombe, maybe. Whitby, the aforementioned one, is high on people's list. No, it's a tiny village in Northumberland with a population of 400 people that's officially Britain's best seaside spot.
Where is it?
We haven't been there. It's Bamburgh. It beat Port Merion in second place with a poll of nearly 3,000 holidaymakers, by which neither myself or you have been there. We feel like we're missing out.
I've been to like the Simonside Hills.
Right.
Which is, I think, near-ish. Yeah. Northumberland, which is beautiful, but I've not been.
It's stunning up there. Well, let's find out. Laura Wilson joins us, hotel manager of the Mizen Head in Bamburgh. Morning, Laura. How are you?
Morning. I'm all right, thank you.
I bet you're not surprised, are you?
No, I'm not surprised. It's gorgeous up here.
Tell us about it then. What makes it so beautiful?
Well, the first thing you see when you come around the corner is the huge castle. It's, I've got to say, it's the best castle in the UK. It's right on the coast. The first picture you see on the top of any website for Bamburgh has got to be the castle. Mm. And once you get in there, the people that run it, they are perfect. They tell you all about the castle, all its history. They keep everybody invited. They keep everything up to date. Everything is really family orientated, and you get to see so much of the castle, which is perfect.
What moved you up that way? Because you are, well, I'm guessing the fact you're from an urban area that made you want to seek out the coast, was it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually from Bolton near Manchester, so it's a massive difference to go from such a big community down there to such a small one up here. But you do actually feel that up here everybody knows you. They get to know you by name, they know your face, and everybody chats to each other, which is completely different to somewhere like Manchester and Bolton.
Yeah, that personal touch is often what takes people out to the countryside and the coast. There is definitely something, living near the coast, there is definitely a very special sense of community. There's a definite sense of identity of the people that live near the coast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about the beach, because obviously you can't have a decent seaside resort without the beach.
No, absolutely not. It's unspoiled completely. So tidy. Are always tidy, and even in the summer when we get the tourists up, it's so busy, but you wouldn't tell because it's that big that you never hear anybody. So it's perfect for the summer holidays.
Right.
Is it a sand beach, Laura?
Yeah, it is a sand beach, yeah.
Yeah, it is a sand one.
Yeah.
Is it like golden sand?
Golden sand, blue waters, blue skies.
Oh, nice. Have you got any surf up there?
Yes, the surfing groups. We have three, I think, now, so you can absolutely go and surf, and when you're coming in, what better view than the castle?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, let's talk about the most important stuff. What's the fish and chip shops like?
Well, there isn't any in Bamburgh.
Really?
There's not, but just 10, 15 minutes down the road, you've got sea houses, and there's your choice of all the fish shops down there, and they're absolutely perfect.
Right.
There's a lot of, that's interesting that there's no fish and chip shops, because there's a lot of traditional things around the area, isn't there? Like is there a lot of farmland, a lot of farmers, and that things are done in a real traditional method?
Yeah, well, we've got huge amounts of farms in Bamburgh. There's loads of traditional families, so you can see all of the farm side at Bamburgh, and you can see your fish and chip shops and arcades and sea houses, so you've got your pick of the area.
Mm. What about pubs? What are they
pubs?
Like?
They're really good in Bamburgh, to be honest. We've got three pubs, and then also you've got our restaurant up the road, so you've got a really good choice of fantastic restaurants and pubs, and there's so many different styles that no matter what type of family you are, you've got something to eat there.
Oh, you're selling it to me, Laura. There is, and me and my other half talk about this. Keely's always pecking my head to move to the country, but I say I'd like to move to the country, but I want it to be by the coast. There is something living near the sea that changes everything for me. I don't know. I don't want to get too deep about it, but it's very elemental. There must be something about being next to the most kind of prevalent element on earth, apart from air. It changes your whole perspective on things. It relaxes you. It excites you. I don't know. Am I thinking too deeply about this? Do you know what I mean?
No, I completely agree. It does make you feel differently about everything. Once you've moved up here, you feel more relaxed generally, especially going from the urban areas. It's so different.
Mm.
And just the whole part of Bamburgh, from moving from Bolton to there, it just makes you feel more relaxed, more yourself, and you feel part of the community, which is the best part, I think.
Yeah. Problem is, running a hotel, Laura, I'm told, is quite stressful and hectic and takes up a lot of hours. Do you get to enjoy it? Do you get to go to the beach? Do you get to make sandcastles and have a play in the sea?
Well, not during the summer, because it's the busiest part of the year, but it's nice to see other people enjoying it. I think that's the best part.
Yeah. Have you got a dog?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to have a dog when you live here.
Everybody by this year has a dog.
You've got to have a dog. I mean, being next to a wet, windy coastline in winter in Britain, I love it. I think it's gorgeous. But having a dog to run on the beach with, there is a wonderful sense of freedom when you get to do that. I'm very envious of you, Laura.
Yeah, I agree. Anything to get you out and enjoying the coast, make the most of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And are you forever putting all your friends and family up then?
No, they've all got their own places to stay when they come up here, so they all make the most of it. They've all been coming up here for many years, so we're all making the commute up here as much.
Well, we're very envious. We'll make a point of coming up to see you. Thanks very much for taking some time out, Laura. Have a very successful summer as well, won't you?
Thank you very much.
See you later. That's Laura.
Bye-bye.
Laura Wilson there from the Mizen Hotel in Bamburgh. There you go.
Bamburgh, population of only 400 people.
Really? And it's got a castle. Wonderful. A very, very low castle-to-person ratio. Very impressive.
Low castle-to-person ratio.
Very impressive.
Yeah, that was Laura Wilson from Bamburgh.